opinions and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I'm Nudie Novak. If you have any sense at all, you'll join me on Boner Boat 2000. It's 100% hard cock till we dock. Oh, yeah.
Live at the Ram It In, August 29th.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Wow, that's not BAM.
Sounded like BAM.
Yeah, it didn't. Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. So, it's CIG, and BAM's not here tonight, but we have Brandon Novak filling in for him. Brandon Nudie Novak.
Yeah, I'm here for BAM. I just got a text from him saying, dude, my flight came in late as hell. I'm running to the next plane. Just try to rock it without me. Therefore, you're stuck with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. So where are we at now? Brandon Novak's been...
Where I was at last Tuesday, which seems to be everything's happening on Tuesday in court. And my lawyer says I am facing the minimum of 9 months, maximum of 14 months. So I have about 3 months of freedom, and that's where I'm looking to be headed.
You're facing it regardless of anything else. You're still, like, no matter what, there's some type of jail time happening.
Yeah, by God's grace, it could be 90 days, which would be a blessing, but
where at?
There
Maryland?
Is jail time. No, Pennsylvania. Delaware.
Delaware?
Yeah, so there is going to be some kind of jail time.
But a guy like you's probably been in prison before, though, right?
Well, the most I ever did was 90 days, and this is still going to be county time, and this isn't state time. State time is a year and a day. That's actual prison. Anything over a year, like if they gave me a year, I would do county time, which is you could go there if you're doing 30 days or 9 months.
Would you
months.
Do dog years?
Dog years is what, like double? What is, how is dog years?
I don't know. It was a joke. I wasn't that serious about it.
Sounded like you were.
I tried to laugh afterwards, but I didn't think it was that funny. Someone did, I guarantee it.
Someone out there is laughing, and I'd like to know who.
We also have Maddie J and production with us.
What's up?
That was Maddie J. Maddie J is the new bass player for CKY.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Maddie J?
Well, it feels really good.
That's your answer.
Sure.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio BAM.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Imperfection, she's been told. The positives are under soul. A gain of envy, a loss of hell. Preparing to consume herself.
Chimes Radio.
Radio.
Bam. Bam.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Hi, I'm Nudie Novak. Join me at Nudie Novak's Penis Prison. Tonight, we lock the doors.
August 13th, live at the Ram It In.
So, where did you come from, Matty J? I've known you for years, but anyone else might not know.
Well, I came actually from Richboro, Ivyland area.
I thought you came from your mom's pussy.
Yeah.
No, we all do, right?
I don't care about that shit. Not How did you end up in though. CKY?
Yeah.
At the studio.
How'd you meet Chad? You were in Chad's studio just hanging out. You met him?
Well, it was the Groundhog Studios.
Okay.
In Holland.
Where CKY recorded the first record, Volume 1. You helped.
That's correct.
Chad was the engineer.
I was
engineering that record, and that was in 1997. We were working on that.
96, 97.
So you've been around CKY for a long ass time. You played keyboards and synth in the band before you played bass.
Right.
But now Matt Dice left CKY.
Right.
And you are now
taking over
the bass. And we have Murray. And Maddie and Murray used to tech for CKY as well.
So now on this tour, I know you have a girlfriend. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
Long time.
And you know, guys in rock and roll bands have lots of groupies that chase them around.
Yeah.
Do you plan on staying faithful on this tour, which involves you going to the UK, New Zealand, and Australia? That's a lot of different pussy in a lot of different places.
Right, and it's all fun, but when I go out, I'm really focused on playing and making sure everybody's together and, you know, motivated and... I like to get things going.
How do you make sure everyone in CKY is motivated and together? We've gotten along pretty good so far without you, but now,
What are you bringing to the band? Like,
I'm kind of like the tour guru.
How's that happen?
As long as also I am the studio guru.
But what makes you the guru?
Yes.
As far as I know, you're over there playing bass. I don't know.
Because there's also a lot of stuff that happens off scene.
Like
off
what?
Off the stage.
Off scene.
Like what? What like, happens off scene?
What happens?
Well,
at a CKY show.
Besides, like, lots of girls.
Like, let's say somebody wanted to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
And the other person wanted to drink a beer and watch TV.
Right.
I'm kind of just guruing that.
You're the guy that's in between that says, you have half a sandwich and you watch half the show.
I just want the beer.
Yeah, exactly. Novak's right.
Matty doesn't insult anyone in the band, and we insult each other often.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
We're constantly insulting each other.
Looks like a fist fight's getting ready to break out at any time.
And it's tough because we used to insult each other so much that we would get bass players in the band to insult so we wouldn't have to insult each other
so
the band doesn't break up.
And then once the band members that have been together for so long start insulting each other so bad that it starts to get violent, you take it out on the new guy.
Yeah, we get the new guy.
So everyone focuses on the new guy.
Yeah.
So now you're the new guy.
I don't take it out on Maddie because I've known him for so long.
And Murray's on keyboards.
True. I'm not the new guy anymore.
Well, yeah.
Murray's on keyboards.
Oh, yeah, it's good to have Murray.
Yeah.
He's fun to push around. He deserves it.
He's been going through some problems, but he's working them out.
Going through problems. Yeah, he's the fucking keyboard player in a rock and roll band. No one grows up wanting to be the keyboard player of a rock band.
In a rock and roll band. I'm in this fucking heavy metal rock metal band. What do? Play the keyboard.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know you. Can I get that autograph?
Wait, what's your name again?
Yeah, Murray.
Murray.
Well, Murray was in a band with me called Inbred, and me and Murray played drums and I play guitar. So now
Murray is a kick-ass drummer.
Yeah, but so Murray actually does some percussions along with the synth, which is cool too. It adds a lot.
Percussions or just
percussions, snares and shakers,
and other things with S's at the end.
Lots of things with S's.
So are you happy now to be able to fucking go to all these cool ass places and get off a goddamn horse farm and
Maddie
stop
riding
horses? Maddie
got to go. Maddie's first show with CKY was in Tokyo, Japan.
That's what he just told me,
It's great. It's great to be able to be at home on the farm and then get to go out on tour.
What farm?
He rides horses and shit.
Yeah,
he takes care of horses.
You ride them?
I've been on them, but I mostly help take care of them.
What does that mean? You clean up the shit?
I clean after their stalls.
What else is there to do?
He couldn't say I clean up their city. I had to say I clean after their stalls.
Well, I take care of them.
After their stalls.
Is that horse talk?
Are you a horse guru?
I'm a bit of a horse guru from, you know, listening to everybody else, you know, talking about their horses. I know all like the proper terminology for certain things, and you know,
what's terminology for a horse having to take a shit?
Horse got to take a shit.
If CKY was a horse, what kind of horse would CKY be?
It would be a darker colored horse.
That's not a real horse. Yeah. You don't know nothing about horses.
A darker color one?
Yeah, like a bay, a dark bay. That would be something that they would say.
Is that a fast horse?
Or like Black Beauty.
What? That's a movie.
Black Beauty is a black
You're
horse.
You're giving me some TV guru shit, man. Give me some real guru knowledge.
Yeah, pick CKY again.
Well, here's some good guru knowledge. In the summertime in Bucks County, there's lots of these things called bombers. They're horse flies.
Yeah.
And early in the morning, late July, August, they bite the horses. And when you're walking the horses to the fields, the horses, like, donkey kick you and, like, you know, jump on you and run you over. Like, you have to be careful. So you have to kill these bombers, and you have to hit them so hard with your hand they don't die right away. And they're just crazy.
Really?
Yeah, they're dangerous.
I think we just lost about... I don't understand.
Yeah. Are you guys still tuning in to Radio Bam?
When did you figure out that Bam wasn't here and that story needed to be told?
Yeah, where is Bam?
He fucking had to fly to Texas to get away from this goddamn horse show.
Let's try to call him again.
Well, let's try to call him and let's see if he answers.
Let's play a song.
We'll play a song while we try to get Bam on there here. Let's try to call... Here, we'll call
Maddie, what CKY song do you want to play on the radio?
Rats.
I've been working on the new CKY songs as well. We'll play them sooner or later on this radio show, actually.
On this one here, are we gonna get a little tease? Or are we gonna
I
get
don't
the
know about
thing?
On this show, but there's some spots running for your new appearances.
Hi, I'm Nudie Novak. Join me at Nudie Novak's Rear End Rodeo 2000.
Live at the Ram It In, August 29th.
Yeah.
Out of the woodwork, keeping it in where they hide. Off of the cold, the highest horse on which they ride.
That's right, it's me, Nudy Novak. Join me on Nudy Novak's Future Fart Friday. Oh, yeah.
Live at the Ram It In, August 29th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're back.
That we are.
That Bam. He is on his way to California for what none of us really know why, but we're guessing some kind of Jackass premiere. So we're going to carry on as if he was here in spirit.
He is here. Well, we're in his house.
Yeah.
So he's kind of here in spirit. There's fucking all this shit beer. Is everywhere around us.
Zero beer.
We're in here in his spirit.
Yeah.
We're in here without any beer.
But fuck it. Since he's not here, I'm going to talk about myself. This Thursday, the 29th, at the Pennant East in Belmar, New Jersey, at 7:30. It's 3 1-minute rounds. I'm fighting an opponent that I just met last night. He's a sort of local celebrity. Tickets and info are on...
Are you reading?
Yeah.
Tickets, that should sound it.
Tickets and info are on webtix.net. Spelled on radio so people can find it. WEBTIX.net. Mention Jackass at the door and I'll get paid more.
Great. Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Novak.
What? What do you want, right, rapper? So we have production here.
Wait. I want to know.
Hold up. I want to know who
I'm talking
fight.
Right now. Yeah, I want to know about the fight, dude.
Okay.
You just told us all this shit. Now I'm curious. Okay. Are you going to get beat up in the first round or what?
Well, I met him last night, and he pretty much looks like he belongs on Jersey Shore. He's a pretty big Guido. He tans. He gets spray tanned probably every other day. Gets his hair cut every day. Works out probably every 30 minutes. And has tattoos all over his sleeves. Looks like he's done half his life in prison. So I'm probably going to... They're 1 minute rounds and I'm going 3 rounds. I'm saying I'm going to make it maybe a round. And
are you going to throw any punches or are you just going to play defense?
Well, I have a broken left wrist, so I'm pretty much going in there with one wrist.
Broken left wrist and you probably can't fight.
That's why I'm a good lawyer, because I just sue people. I don't fight, I sue. Unfortunately, I can't sue at this one because I'm getting paid to do it. But I'm going to give it my all, but honestly. The only thing that's going to happen is I'm going to get fucked extra good by my girlfriend that night because she's going to feel really bad for me.
Yeah.
So she's going to lick my ass. She's going to suck. She's going to suck, swallow. She's going to be rode hard and put away wet.
Same thing happened in the first Rocky movie, I think.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if you're in a lot of pain? You
know? Speaking of the first Rocky movie, you should probably take me to Philly, Chad, and I should start jogging those stairs.
You should actually try to get in shape. You were saying all you do is smoke cigarettes and you get no exercise.
I smoke. I wake up.
What are you going to fight in? Are you a robe and some gloves?
I got gloves, a big rubber helmet.
You fighting nude?
I would love to, but I think I get sued. Chad's going to make me some awesome music to come out in, and then I'm going to have my buddy.
I might have to.
Yeah, production could hype you up. He'd come out and be like, yo.
Yeah, Chad's going to make the beats. Production's going to do the rapping, our white rapper buddy here.
You should get him to hype you out and bring you out, scare the shit out of the guy before you even fight him.
And then I'm going to have my fat buddy in the thong.
That'd probably be pretty funny.
Pour baby oil on me and lather me down.
That's going to be great. In a speedo.
What's the difference between lathered down or lathered up?
Because down's probably where I'm going to be most of the fight.
Yeah. Honestly, dude, who fought Danny Bonaduce? Did Phil fight him?
No, Phil fought some other dude.
Is it the same people putting on the set?
Yeah, same people.
Oh, wow, man. So 3 rounds, and then is it till you just get knocked out or just somebody wins?
But no, the referee is Screech.
I heard that.
From Saved by the Bell. So I honestly just might come out and punch Screech right out of the gate.
Screech has really gotten low.
That would be hilarious.
With his career. It's Screech and Novak.
In the same ring? Who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk? What the fuck?
Right. Damn, Screech. He made that porno everybody was sickened by.
What?
He made,
Screech made
what
a
happened?
Fucking porno, dude.
Was it good?
Where's
Adam's mic?
Dude, I can only imagine. Adam... Somehow not plugged in.
And you know what sucks? He made a porno. Look where his career went. I did a porno, and somehow I'm ending up in the same ring as him. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, shit, man. Fucking, I was over Shipbird's house yesterday, and we were talking about him, his new video. Shipbird's has a new video on YouTube called Sleeping Booty, and Jess and his wife are in it. I make a little cameo in it. Matty J from CKY is in it.
What about Nudy Novak?
Stop touching that shit.
The fuck are you doing? I thought you were a guru and you're over there breaking shit.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Time Machine Tryout.
August 13th, live at the Ramit Inn.
All Shipbird songs are about drinking and like
DUIs.
Some type of ass somehow.
Some type of guy I want to hang out with.
Shipbird's is great.
I love him.
He's the coolest dude. But he's got a new video and I'm like, dude, you should fly in. And he's like, well, I've actually flown in another video. Like, there's a guy who flew in two videos. Who the fuck's done that?
Yeah. And who would ever think Shipbirds would do that?
It's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, I thought of it because it sounded so retarded for Shipbirds. But he's like, yeah, I did that in another video. We could do it just like that. I was like, you flew in two fucking music videos?
Someone's actually paid for you to fly in a fucking plane for a music video?
Man.
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Chad, I mean, you're holding up pretty good, being you were in Atlantic City. You've pulled all nighter. You haven't slept for how many hours has it been now?
I was driving, and the next thing I know, I looked in the rearview mirror, and you were done.
Hell.
You were done for.
Dude.
But you did win $93.08.
I won
$98.
No, it was
on 2 cent slots.
Yes. And then after that, you go to a reunion to which you see your grandmother and other family members.
Totally still drunk.
We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho! This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, it's me. Join me every Tuesday at Judy Novak's Rough, Tough, and Buff Barbecue.
August 13th, live at the Ramit Inn.
That's a Vito story. One morning we were in Ocean City, we were doing an appearance. Me and Ben walk into Vito's room. He would just eat Viagra, not even knowing if he's going to get pussy. We walk in, he has these short boxes on and a rock-hard boner sticking down his leg. And we start eating the pizza, and he wakes up and he's screaming at me and Ben. And we're like, why the fuck is your dick so hard? He's like, you know, because I ate them goddamn Viagras. I couldn't get any pussy. So every night he would go out and eat Viagra without knowing he's going to get pussy. So he'd wake up feeling like he felt every morning with a rock-hard dick and no girl nowhere in sight.
What's funny is I actually poked her in the head at Adam's house the other day when we hung out.
Who, X?
Yeah, I poked her in the back
How
of the head.
How do you feel about it, X? Wood.
It's pretty funny.
Wow, what an adventure.
We can't hear it because I have a mic. But she is fucking smoking hot, and I'd fuck her if she wants to fuck. Do you want to fuck right
that
now,
mic
X?
Don't work.
Whack. Maddie hasn't said a word in 10, 20 minutes, so.
He's guru in the room. What are you doing,
what are you
dude?
Doing?
You're like in
space.
Dude. Where you at, Pluto? You here?
So, Novak, when was the first time you met Bam?
I'd rather fuck my mom than answer that question, dude.
Maddie J. Of the Maddie J's.
I've heard of, okay, fuck. I met Bam. People know this. I think a lot of people. But people don't know the story. I don't remember the first time I met him, but around the first time was when we were 12 years old, skateboarding together. We would always compete at this contest that used to happen in Bricktown Skate Park in New Jersey. And he would win or I would win. It was always a struggle for first place between him and I, and we were competition towards each other. So we liked each other, but we didn't because we were both jealous of each other. And throughout that, Bucky at LASIK, who was a professional skateboarder, introduced us. And therefore, we became really, really good friends. And I would come stay at his house when he used to live across the street from the shit factory. And his mom used to make us these Rice Krispie treats and all that little kid shit that kids do. So shit, that's not great.
That's cool.
Any other good questions, Maddie?
No, Maddie's done. He says that's cool. So that was good enough, Novak. No more.
He's tapped out now.
The first time I ever met Chad was...
Who is?
I'm
me, Nudie Novak, in Huckleberry Heroin, starring me, Nudie Novak. Oh yeah, bring it on.
August 13th, live at the Ramit Inn.
If you want to book Nudie Novak anywhere in the country, Adam's the guy to talk to. Adam, yep. Do you have an email for that?
I have an email. Yep. It's Barnard, which is my last name, B-A-R-N-A-R-D.
Why don't you fucking make a good email?
TSC@gmail.com.
Who the fuck Barnard? Who the fuck is that?
Why don't you make that? You asked me about my email.
How about NovakBookings@gmail?
What about Nudie Novak at
Barnard?
Who the fuck is that?
At Google.com.
Okay, but the one you have for now is Barnard spelled.
Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D.
Barnard.
DSC@gmail.com.
B-A-R-N-A-R-D. D-S-G. D-S what?
B-A-R-N-A. No.
All right, you say, Adam, you say it.
Does Adam say it?
Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
B-A-R-N-A-R-D-D-S-E at gmail.com.
That's the worst. Spell gmail.com.
What the fuck's D-S-E about?
Yeah.
What's D-S-E?
Oh, we made up a name for it.
There was another Barnard.
Oh, jeez. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Remember?
All right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Barnard.
I don't know if you remember that
Barnard
conversation.
I don't.
Well, we had that conversation.
I don't know.
That's a good name for it. That
is, but the Barnard, I do not get one bit.
If you want to book Randy Novak or Nudie Novak,
just go to BarnardDSE@what.com?
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Hey, man.
Everybody knows.
Matty J lives in a Barnard, you know.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he was talking about him earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mooing at cows and stuff.
He's mooing at cows, lives on farms, plays in CKY. Production, do you want to play a track by you?
Yeah, actually.
Let me hear something that kills Ashton Roth.
I mean, I have two choices. I have Shadowville, which is an original that Chad actually produced.
I don't know what produced, but I probably press record. Yeah, all
right, well, whatever, man. He fucking adjusted the mics. He engineered it.
It's a fuck one microphone and a guy rapping into it.
I know. It's a little bit easier than 128 guitar tracks.
If I had produced it, I would have had something to do with the fucking music. It's just somebody's shit that you downloaded off the internet.
No, not Shadowville. Those get sent to me. Or I have the remix for Lil Wayne I'm going in.
I don't have that one on my iPod.
I got it on my
Let's
phone.
Hear your original. I don't hear nothing about
I don't know nothing
Wayne's.
About rap, man.
Let's
you know.
Let's hear the one Chad did for you.
Radio Bam. Bam's not here. He's actually doing something maybe more important.
We don't even know what he's doing.
Something that has to do with production.
He could be fucking the Asian hooker, I mean, for all we know.
He's wrapping up Jackass. I thought they were done filming.
Well, yeah,
you
they're
know.
Done that. So
you never know. I mean, you can keep... Like,
I fucked an Asian girl.
Shit.
They always have chips.
Did you? I didn't answer.
Shadowville by now. Production, 13th Apostle, 205. It's a Shadowville, a place where you're like cattle killed. Philly represent a hustler, smell the daffodils. With the fattest skills, thrown for laterals and shells at these tattletales that think that the cannibals. This is Shadowville, a place where the alley's cool. A kid that can barely drool, dropping out of school. A Shadow Hill, a place I grew up in. To make it right away and cry, debate and try to seize fate in a lake and die. Awake and pride, spewed off from the stomach. Fear we got, mother. Production, you've done it. With a bunch of rage in me. People pretend to be friendly. I chill when it's still when defend with a semi. All my enemies are hacks like the Kennedys. God cleansing me with the remedy brings energy. Put in these streets, watch your back. Cause every kick and fucking box with a sock and cap. It's not just a rap, a real place on earth. Hood rap, good smack, deal base for dirt. This is Shadowville, a place where you're like cattle kill. Philly represent a hustler, smell the daffodils. With the fattest skills, thrown for a lateral. The shells at these tattletales and think that the cannibal. This is Shadowville, a place where the alley's full. Kid that can barely drool, dropping out of school. It's a routine, so like me, a few G's keep sweeping our shoes clean. Too mean to not shine like the sun. In Shadowville, it's panic filled, find a knot on the nut. I'm not rhyming for fun, it's real rap and real talk. We appeal courts, deal chalk like it's a free sport. You need heart to survive in this cesspool. Virginia Tech dude is plotting his next move. 205, do or die, no need to impress fools. Do the kids trying to diss, no respect. Do we catch you? On your way to your mom and pop, see your diamond watch, show your back, you know it's time to watch. A Shadowville, a place where you're like
life is too short. Show our muscles like Caruso's, can't escape from New York. Every insult taken with two grains of salt. Stress, pain, filled thoughts in a terrain of sharks. People are dirt poor. Crap rocks are just worth more. Fuck a 9-to-5 to survive is what we work towards. A cold war you endure from the get-go. Empty hearts echo everywhere in this ghetto. Expect no help from the streets. Blocks high with police on these streets. It can melt your steel sneaks. You feel weak, but survive from the hatred. Anger inside is waiting to awaken like Satan. This is Shadowville, a place where you let cattle kill. Philly represent a hustler, smelling daffodils. With the fattest skills, throwing forward laterals and shells at these tattletales that think that the cannibals. This is Shadowville, a place where the alley's full. A kid that can barely drool, dropping out of school. A Shadowhill, a place I grew up in. Misplaced hate, reason, anger, speed off. Yeah, this is Shadowville, a place where you let cattle kill. Philly represent a hustler, smelling daffodils. With the fattest skills, throwing forward laterals and shells at these tattletales that think that the cannibals. This is Shadowville, a place where the alley's full. A kid that can barely drool, dropping out of school. A Shadowhill, a place I grew up in. Misplaced hate, reason, anger, speed off. Yeah, this is Shadowville.
Yeah, and now back to Radio Bam thing. Faction.
Yeah.
Production, I must say, I am quite impressed.
God damn it.
I think that's the first time I've heard any of your music, besides the song you did about Tammy.
Yeah. I was watching Novak's head, and as soon as like the crack rocks are just worth more, he started like bobbing real hard.
But no, that was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I gotta say something about drugs, and Novak likes the song.
That's all I watch on TV. Like, I just
can't relate.
First 48, I watched for like 5 hours straight. Forensic Files, that show Lockup. Anything with jail or drugs, I'm in it. Not literally, but I like to watch about it.
It turns his head.
But no, that was damn good, man. Should have did a fucking track with Ashton Roth, man.
I actually should have. It's going to be a fabulous album.
We're going to be.
When I decide to stop going to the bars so much.
Who are you, Darren Miller, making empty promises? No, about
I got a big, big thing I need to tell everybody. I really need to press it up and get a shrink wrapped. I'm not into
it. Oh, yeah, everybody's waiting for fucking shrink wrap.
I don't want to hand out burnt CDs.
I can't wait to get the shrink wrap. It's all about the shrink wrap.
It's all about shrink wrap. It's all about shrink wrap.
It's all about being professional.
If it's not done right, then why do it?
Why the fuck am I going to hand you a burnt CD?
It's all about shrink wrap.
He got paid for pissing on a dude.
Oh, God.
In New Hope.
The grossest video I've
seen. So you're supposed to be this thug rapper who gets paid.
No, I never said I was thug.
But you're pissing on other men.
I think that's a gay act.
That is a gay act.
He drank my piss, dude. I pissed in a bottle.
That's a complete gay act.
Yeah.
That is a gay act.
Yeah.
Hold up. For the guy that made Nudie Novak, who makes out with
a good one to ask.
But
that is, I'll be the first to say, I have
a bottle of piss.
Dude,
it's a bottle of piss.
I've kissed men before.
Nudie Novak.
And I know a gay act when I see one or hear about one, and that is a gay act.
Hold up. So if I pissed in this, and you're like, I'll drink your piss.
Yeah.
And I pissed in it, and you drank it. No, that's more or less.
It didn't even happen that quick. You made a date with the guy. You called him ahead of time. That's true.
I Pro Tools it.
Called him ahead of time. Told him what time. Met him the same
day. No way.
Yeah.
Dude, are you saying you don't have any gay tendencies? Made a date to piss in a cup for him to drink.
You're calling it a date? I mean, it's more like a meeting time. But
it wasn't a date. It was a meeting time.
Yeah, because you're calling a date to try and make it sound obviously more gay.
You're trying to make it sound ungay by calling it
a very planned
time.
Event.
The motherfucker
it was
drank
a date
my piss.
On a date.
How much how much money?
He paid me $37 and he drank my piss.
$37? How much in gas did it take you to get up to the fucking
not much, but
house?
I mean the laughs that I got out of it. This dude,
he
looked like...
Didn't he buy your dirty socks?
No, not mine.
Didn't he say he wanted to smell your dirty socks while he jerked off?
Not me, no.
And
John.
You sold that shit too, didn't you?
No,
tell me more, Chad.
Nothing to do with goddamn socks. I sold piss. All
right. And filmed it.
You are fucking half gay.
That's good.
How's that half gay? I mean, this dude my God.
He kept texting me like, "Yo, dude, you gotta come down here. I'm gonna piss on this." I'm like, "Yeah, I can't. I'm gonna come right down there."
It's in New Hope, of course.
course.
You gotta see this video. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, dude,
and
I can't wait.
You still haven't watched it.
Of course.
Who the fuck would watch
the
it for that gay?
Guzzles
that's
a
disgusting.
Bottle of my piss.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
We spit yeah. loogies on his face.
And that's even more
what
gayer.
Is your problem?
Like, time he has,
because I thought it was funny.
I think like, the gay act involves you wanting
to
be involved
somebody?
In his fantasy.
Yeah.
That's his fantasy, but I don't.
And you're
mind
making it happen for
on,
him.
I piss on it,
you might as well
face.
Grab his dick and jerk it off yourself.
No, I didn't. I don't have to touch it, General. I will shit on that motherfucker.
And you planned it out. You guys
because
made
you're so
a
mad,
date
you won't go just jerk him off that you'd have to shit on him.
And, oh, I mean, I could jerk him off.
And you made a date and a time for this to happen, right?
But this dude, John, told me about it, and I thought it was absolutely fucking hilarious. I said, no way will this guy buy piss.
So you
said,
called
yes.
him, and you called him?
No, he called him. I didn't even know the
okay,
dude.
So
and
he
I just Pro Tools it, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I got to see if it's for real. I thought he was bullshitting
so
the whole time.
So what'd you
time.
Say?
So we got the flip camera. He goes, I got some dirty socks for you and some piss. And, like, and the dude's like, obviously, he likes to be degraded. He must have a fetish with
it. You must have a fetish with degrading him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go. There's the gay
people.
Thing. That's the gay sexual act that you were privy and part
yeah.
of.
And maybe planned. It's a fantasy to him.
You could have been with a girl.
I love making
you could have
fun.
Called and made a date with a girl.
I
you made
love
a date with a dude.
People.
You put effort into making a date with a guy.
I can fuck whenever I want.
You didn't. Oh, you wanted to fuck last night and you didn't.
Well,
you didn't feel like fucking. You felt like pissing on a dude. That's
gay. I would have pissed on
him. You preferred pissing on a dude than fucking a wet pussy.
I didn't even piss on him. He drinks it. Like, he drinks.
Are you going back? How many times have you been back?
Not once.
Not enough, right?
And he actually offered $150 for me to come up and get an another
well, why did he do it again?
Did such a good job, yeah, didn't he?
Exactly. If it's such a good job, why did he do it again? Because he felt
no
gay after the first
yeah, yeah.
one.
No,
no,
put,
no actually,
he,
I
after
did.
It was all done, he put the video up on
yeah,
Facebook
I
and tagged
had,
everybody in his
and
friends.
And I tagged everybody
I got
so they
through
could
about,
see.
I got through about 20 seconds of it. I said, I can't watch this. Yeah. I'm going to throw up. It's
hey,
disgusting.
Mom.
It's pretty big.
Check me out.
Man.
Well, you called are, me.
I thought I was a confused individual.
Dude,
you
he drinks
are,
a bottle of my piss.
You
how
make me
funny
look like fucking
like,
Jesus Christ.
I got paid for someone to drink my
you
excrement.
Can't run for office.
You fucking. Well, no shit. I got felonies anyway.
You couldn't run for office. Like,
yeah.
You're just fucked, man.
He drank my piss. I spit loogies on him. And
you're never going to get a rapper fucking the contract.
Dude,
what hardcore rapper is going to sign you
yeah,
after hearing
Asher
that
Roth,
story?
Yeah, because Asher Roth, the ginger, is so hardcore.
You think 50 Cent's
going
to
want
to sign you after hearing that story?
Yeah.
And he went to New Hope, which is a gay town.
It's a gay town.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, I'm from Newtown and Philly, which Newtown and New Hope are very close. And I went up there and I sold him my fucking piss and he drank it.
You came to him and then he came to
yeah.
you.
You went met him. You went to him. He didn't come to you.
I mean,
you went to him.
No, he
you,
came to him.
Make your, you gotta you can make your assumptions after you watch the video, which you really should do.
In the end he came to you, but in the beginning you went to
Dirty
him.
Dirty Larry
came
from
to him.
Fucking New Hope drinks a bottle of my piss. Like
that
Dirty
you
Larry.
Went to. You came to him.
Yeah, I mean, I got to sell him my product.
Later at night,
I mean,
did you think about this, and then did you come to him?
I went to him. And, like, it happened. I was on a bender. I was drinking. We had, like, 4 hours sleep. He told me about it.
This
I was like, we're
bender.
Going up right now. Now, I will piss on that dude's face, but I need two angles, high definition.
Oh,
he
absolutely.
Needs to be, he needs yeah. to be blindfolded, though, because I
definitely need two angles.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got high definition.
It's gotta be.
I have a vision.
Yes, I have a vision.
I'm afraid of love. I'm afraid You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Am I the only one in this room with a Twitter?
I have one.
He was tweeting last night.
I got a Twitter and a really cool leather jacket. I don't know what that means. So, yeah, really? That's what I said. So, I asked some people on this Chad Ginsburg Twitter to ask us some questions on this radio show. So, I'll read some of those questions and see what you're asking. They say... Hey, shut up, I'm reading. It's a fucking phone. It sucks. It's where you put your music on. It's pretty cool. How is Bam's head doing after his incident as something Wicca?
Seems to be all right. He got on a flight like 2 or 3 days after it happened. So.
But head injuries are weird, man. Like, you could go living for like years and then like something just happens or like just shit changes. Like, fucking with the brain is like a bad idea.
I mean, he told me a week after it happened, he flew to L.A., he had to go to the hospital again because he got dizzy and got all weird-headed.
Yeah, he's
got
to pay attention to shit for a while about that, man.
But as we speak, he's all right.
Seems like he's feeling okay, but he's a tough motherfucker.
Yeah, he takes a beating.
For a living.
Yeah.
So, Robin on my Twitter account says, bring Novak over to England with you next week. Because CKY is playing at Sonosphere with like Molly Crew and Iggy Pop and
Rammstein
and Iron Maiden.
Awesome. Who, Rammstein?
Well, Rob, I will be there as long as you buy my ticket. My name is spelled Brandonovak, and you can book it on whatever flight you like.
You can email Barnard. Is it just me, or is Novak filling in for Bam?
it's not just you.
No, it's true.
He is.
Today, Novak is definitely filling in for Bam.
Not doing quite as good as a job as him, but yeah, I am.
You're doing a great job, dude. Bravo.
Thank you.
Hey, any of the other guys coming to New Zealand and Australia next month? I don't know. Bam's been asking a lot about New Zealand.
Bam is
with
gone.
Him, did he? Really?
He told me he's gone.
Uh-oh, that's a secret I didn't know about.
He's going to New Zealand.
No shit.
That'd
be cool, yeah. Has he been there before? He probably has 1,000 times.
I think he said that was a place that he hasn't been.
Huh. He was pissed when we went to Russia and he hadn't been there.
Really? Uh-huh. Maybe that's why he's making sure
Russian girls
are New Zealand.
So hot.
Dude, really Australian are. Girls are fucking hot.
Wow.
All right, rock and roll. It's been Radio Novak and Sig
and
Matty J Production and Adam Barnard.
Yep.
And X.
And X.
And I gotta go
filling in
fuck
for Bam.
Chick.
Hope it wasn't too annoying. I've heard worse. Join Novak on his boner boat.
Come to my flight on Tuesday. Psych. Thursday.
Every
Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday. Who knows?
That's every only Tuesday. Are you serious?
Okay. Rock and roll Radio Bamba.
Now this song is dedicated to a special kind of person. The kind of person who's hiding under rocks. And in closets, wherever you go, hiding behind a guise of respectability. The cowardly journalist who hides behind his typewriter, exploiting people who can't fight back. The assassin who strikes people by surprise. The sicky sadist who hides behind his police badge to commit crimes of violence against other people. Whatever role they're playing, these creeps are always the same. Because a pig is a pig, and that's that. Pig.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later. Faction answers to no man.
Unless you go to our website and join the board of directors. Just a few clicks of the mouse and the fate of everything a faction is in your hands. Join now and let your voice be heard. Music, shows, what stays,
what goes.
Get into the faction board of directors now.
Sign up at RadioFaction.com.